to the Monster Maniacs podcast. If you get too scared, just keep repeating, it's only a podcast. It's only a podcast.
I heard a scream.
Christmas, when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Christmas, silent night, deadly night.
All right, Maniacs, welcome back to another episode of Monster Maniacs. I am your host, Dr. Dima Strigoi, of course, along with my co-host and serial killer partner, Todd
Killer Wolfstein. What's up there, goalies?
So we are tackling, I think it's a called, I would call this a cult classic.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
84 Silent Night, Deadly Night.
And you could also say it could have been, I don't know if it was a video nasty, but it could have been.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I would definitely say it would go on.
Because, that. Yeah, because wouldn't you say, because like it was, wouldn't you say, but like it feels like it's a video nasty because like it was, because it's so brutal. And also it was banned, or they tried to ban it, I guess, back in when it first came out, like when it was being released in theaters.
Right.
Like, there was like groups of like angry parents and like, you know, churchgoers or whoever else. But
yeah,
like
all over the poster of him with the axe coming out of the chimney.
Yeah, and for a time, like it is brutal. I mean, like for, you know, because at the time, I mean, they had The Exorcist before that, and like Halloween and Texas Chainsaw and stuff like that. But I guess I don't know, because it was Christmas.
That's what
it's so sacred to everyone. Whatever, you know, I'm thinking that's why, you know, you had all these like, you know, extremist, like, you know, Christmas lovers, like, you can't do that. But it's just a slasher. Get over it. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, it kind of goes back to the Tales from the Crypt episode, the original one, where the Santa's on the loose.
Yep. That's why I was saying about, like, yeah, because Sierra brought that up. And I was like, no, I love it. I love that Tales from the Crypt version of probably the first one, the first Santa Killer movie, maybe. I don't know. I'm not 100% on that, but definitely one of the first, like, earliest ones I've seen. And for me, that was, like, more just, like, I mean, it's not, it's the 70s. It's just got a different vibe altogether. And it's not obviously going to be as graphic, not all the time, some of the time, but like for this instance, like this was just like a, I mean, super brutal slasher for its time. And like, when did, not to get off course, but The Maniac come out? Didn't that come out around the same time?
I think that was before.
Okay. So yeah, it was, but I think it was shortly before, like not that. Cause like, what? Silent Night, Deadly Night came out in 84?
That's what I'm getting.
Okay. Oh, wow. I was off. Okay. So yeah, Maniac.
Not too many Christmas movies other than, well, I don't know if you remember Christmas Evil.
Yeah, Christmas Evil was another one.
That was 1980.
Black Christmas was right. Another one, but not a. That wasn't like a straight up Santa killer, though.
No.
Yeah,
I can't think of too many before that that had a killer Santa.
Well, there's don't. This came later, though. I think this was like more mid '80s, but Don't Open Till Christmas. I don't know if you've ever seen that one, but
I can't remember. I don't remember the actual date.
Different type of Santa slasher. It was one where like, there was like a cop, a detective side story where they're trying to track down who the killer is. And it's like anybody, just like anyone disguising themselves as Santa Claus, and there was another twist to it, which I don't remember right now, but
looked it up. It's the same year, 1984.
So, okay. Wait, so Silent Night came out the same year as...
Don't Open Till Christmas, or Xmas.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And that was also like a British... I think it was a British one.
It was.
Yeah, I remember. And there was a twist to it that I don't remember.
I don't remember it looking as good as Silent Night, though.
Yeah, it was. It definitely wasn't like anywhere near on the same level of like the brutality of Silent Night and just like the execution, literally executions, but the execution of the like the story and the like they did a really great job, I'll say, on the origin of Billy, and not to get too into it for people at home that didn't see the sequels, but there it does set it up for sequels. But yeah, really, really is like one of the like, you know, like look at Halloween is what I was gonna say, right? You think like that's a classic holiday, you know, slasher,
right? Because
it's on Halloween. Well, there's not too many other like. I mean, now I think people are saying, like, I thought the Thanksgiving movie was really great. I thought it was awesome. I don't know, like, how to, like, rate that right now because it's so new. But it's just, like, I guess what I'm getting at is that you got these classic holidays. Like, and Christmas wasn't – they made a whole bunch of Christmas horror movies, but none of them were, like – at this level of just hardcore. Right.
Yeah, none of them up until I think Krampus is the last one that I remember that did well.
Yeah, I like Krampus. I did, even though, well, it's the same director. I don't know his name, but the guy who did the Trick or Treat.
Yes.
Anthology. So
I want to say Doherty or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. But like it, I liked it. It wasn't like as brutal or intense or like graphic as these other movies.
No,
it still was fun though. It had a lot of cool, you know, fun.
No, moments. We haven't had a Christmas slasher in a while.
Yeah. Well, there was Silent Night. I guess it's like a remake. Yeah, I don't know.
I have not seen it.
It's really good. It's really good, man. I'm telling you right now. It's up there with like I won't say it's at the same level as the original, but it stands on its own. You know what I mean? Like for what it is, and like there's a lot of awesome, you know, like
brutal. I know it had some good actors. It had Malcolm McDowell.
Malcolm McDowell, yeah, yeah.
I remember the poster was with Santa and a blowtorch for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty wild. There's, like I said, there's some ridiculously awesome kill scenes, and like, it's worth checking out if you're like, you know, a crazy horror maniac like us.
Okay, Okay, so let's get into the plot of this movie.
Yeah, because dude, if you sidetrack me on Christmas horror, I was gonna say before we move forward. Well, you're talking about new, like, if you're talking specific, like, slasher Christmas or just horror Christmas, and so just slasher, then it would be, I'd say the main one would be the last most current Christmas slasher, even though you're going to be like, well, that's based on Grinch. Well, just watch it. He's basically the most evil Grinch, like, you know, ever. Like, he's just brutal, and like, he just it's like Silent Night, Deadly Night, where he just goes around and just kills people. Oops, spoiler alert if you didn't know. He's the mean one, that Grinch.
You're a mean one.
Dude, everyone's gonna go see that. I don't know, you didn't see it yet?
No.
Yeah, you gotta see the main one, trust me. I mean, it's just bizarre and it's brutal. And I'll just leave it at that. Now we can let's move forward, because I'll just keep sidetracked.
So this movie starts with with a family and Billy and his little, which really I keep forgetting that there's a baby.
It's just so traumatizing. The baby, his little brother.
Right.
Ricky.
And they go visit Grandpa in the nut house.
Mm-hmm. Which we definitely got to talk about that. Yeah. That actor, I don't know if you have the IMDb page up or whatever, but that actor sold the hell out of that. That he stole that scene, man.
Oh, my God. He's so good.
He spooked the hell out of everyone. Him talking to little Billy, telling him, like, well, first off, he was like, so they go to it's pretty much like what an asylum, and the guy's like, he's just nuts, and he's not even saying one word.
No, he's really catatonic
he's catatonic. Yeah, until the mom and dad leaves the room with just Billy there, that's when he starts like getting all like twisted, crazy, like. It reminded me of like actually kind of like Sleepaway Camp. Remember the mom was just like batshit crazy. She just would like,
right,
was just like saying the most crazy shit, traumatizing shit. Well, that was what the grandpa did to Billy. And like, you know, he's like sitting there telling him like,
yeah, Santa's gonna punish you if you're eating, if you're naughty. And
the real meaning of Christmas, Grandpa's version is like,
basically Santa, Krampus.
If you're naughty, you know, Krampus. Yeah, it's basically Krampus. If you're naughty, Santa's going to kill you. Yeah, and he's like,
I love how he's like, if you see Santa, you'd better run.
He starts screaming that, it start cracking up like, oh, you better run.
But then the family walks back in, and he immediately snaps back into catatonic mode.
That's what sold it. That was like so brilliant how they executed that whole thing, where it's just like they're playing on another great thing about this, because it's a classic Christmas is a classic holiday for mostly everyone, and it's like for a little kid to hear that Santa Claus, that you're doing it wrong, and that Santa Claus is gonna get you. If you're naughty, you're gonna get, you know, you're gonna get messed up. So like a young Billy hearing that,
poor kid,
he was traumatized from the very beginning, like with his grandpa. So that was just like a pre, you know, whatever to what's coming, you know, like. And then they're on the road. We could just skip right to like that, because let's back it up. So then it goes to the you see a shot of this like Santa Claus. This guy robs what was it, like a quick stop or something?
Like, yeah, for like $31 and kills the poor clerk.
Jay and Silent Bob are just chilling. Like, where are they at, man? Exactly. Come on. But yeah, he's just like, you remember Fast Times Ridgemont High? Like at the end when Spicoli, like, he like walks out of the bathroom. He's like, and Judge Reinhold like gets the robber. He's like, nice, dude. I forget what he says. Something like dumb. But yeah, it's just like, what the hell? It just goes right into savage mode. Like he just is like, you know, give him the money, and then like he only like, what is it, like $30? Where even like,
yeah,
even my girlfriend was like, when we were watching it, she was like, he just did all that just for $30. I'm like, yep. Hey, you know, you gotta
yeah, this was the era before video cameras and anything like that. Yeah. You're not gonna get caught.
Exactly. And I'll just say, like, you gotta make ends meet. You know, Santa, how's Santa gonna get all the gifts for the, you know, for the little kids? But like, yeah, he just like shoots the dude like several times, and I think he gets him in the head, like,
yeah, just to cap it off.
Yeah. Man. So that's how it like pretty much starts out, man. That's the beginning. And we didn't even get to like the car ride with the family yet.
Right.
Man, if you want to set that up, man.
So
that one's tough. Driving
back from the nut house. And of course, every time mom mentions Santa, poor little Billy freaks out and says of course, no one believes him when he says that grandpa told me that Santa's going to punish me. You know?
Yeah. But yeah, of course, it's going to sound crazy because like they're like, you're just a little kid and it's Christmas time and like Santa.
Grandpa can't talk. So what do you, don't know what you're talking about. You imagined it.
And then you see that same Santa Claus, the robber, the killer.
Right. His car is broke. Well, we don't know if his car is actually broke down or if he's just trying to.
That's all an act.
Rob someone.
Yeah. I mean, I take that as like he's just doing that just to rob someone again or kill them or just whatever.
I mean, he's out in the middle of nowhere, so I don't know if he was expecting to see anyone anyways. But this poor family happens to stop to help him.
Yeah.
Immediately pulls out his gun because Santa's always packing.
Yeah. Because, like, who doesn't want to, like, who doesn't stop, you know, for Santa Claus, like, during Christmas, even if he's, like, but especially he's pulled on the side of the road. That's, like, you know, it's one thing if he was hitchhiking, like, suspect, you know, a little suspect. I mean, come on. But back then, too, like, people did that all the time.
Yeah, that was nothing weird about hitchhiking.
Exactly. Like, that's like one of those things where if you did see somebody on the side, broken down the side of the road, you just wouldn't even think twice about it. You'd just stop right away and help them. And of course, it's Christmas, and of course, it's a Santa Claus. So if they're going
to stop. It's Christmas Eve. They're trying to get home so Billy can get to sleep before Santa comes.
Yep. Bad move. They should have just went home. Because, like,
Santa's a crack shot for one thing, because he shoots dad through the windshield as he's in reverse.
Yep. That was like some that reminds me of like the Maniac. I'll keep bringing that up, but like that whole scene
jumps on that guy's hood and blows his head off.
Yeah, dude. It's just not as close range.
Right.
You're not getting the head explosion, but you still get the headshot, like he shoots him like a zombie, right? Santa loves shooting people like right in the forehead, right in the head, to the face. But yeah, dude, he pops the dad, and then it gets even more messed. You think it's like, okay, well, damn, all right.
You think maybe so, he's just gonna steal the car or rob them or something? No, he goes into. It looks like he's about to rape mom.
He's a full-on rapist. Yeah, he gets the mom, which is really messed up. And then Billy runs off, but
runs
and hide. Like, you know,
ditch.
hides in the ditch, and he's watching all this happen. Like, his own dad gets, you know, finished off, and then he watches the, you know, the crazy lunatic Santa rape his mom and then kill her, slash her throat?
Yeah, he cuts the throat with a switchblade.
And then they don't show anything else. That's it. Like, so yeah. You're left to just...
He's
like,
looking for Billy. He doesn't do a really good job. He just stands at the side of the road and screams off into him, "Where are you, little bastard?"
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we don't know what happens after that. Like, we don't see how he gets help. Like, do the police come? We don't see any of that. It just cuts right to...
him, like, older.
The orphanage.
Or at the orphanage, yeah. Yeah, I always thought that was weird, too, because I was, like, expecting the Santa to, like, go after the kid, because he didn't, like, go off that far. He was, like, right there.
Yeah, and there's a baby crying in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Really not sure. There might have been just, like, something in a decision they made when they were writing the script, where they, when it came to that part, they were like, well, we're going to go messed up. We're going to do some fucked up stuff, but Santa's, we're not going to
already kill a killer and would-be rapist. We can't have him, like, kill
a kid. We can't have him be a kid killer and a rapist. There's got to be one or the other. So they were like, okay, let's go with the rape. Like, and they stuck with that. So maybe that's the rating system too. Cause like,
could be.
Is there an unrated? Sure,
this was pre PG-13. They didn't even have that rating at that time.
Okay, I was going to say, like, is there another unreleased version out there of, like...
I'm curious about that, too. There's, like, deleted scenes.
Deleted scenes or something, because they might have shot that. And then we're just like, we can't. It's just too extreme. It's, you know, like, which it is. I mean, especially, like, they were already banning, like... I mean, today, now... No, I guess not so much, but back then it was like, they're like, no, we can't, there's no way we could, you know, they probably were like, all right.
I don't know. Even today, I don't know if that would make it to a theater. They would definitely still have to cut it.
Okay. So wait, when we went over this, and I'll bring this movie up one more time, The Maniac, when did that come out again?
1980.
Okay. Yeah. And you said this came out in 84, 4 years right. later. Well, Maniac had a freaking head explosion and a freaking, he was like raping. Well, he was raping women.
That was definitely part of the video nasty list.
Video nasty.
They were afraid of getting banned like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. Yeah. The Maniac was a video nasty. So that's why I'm thinking, like, I wonder if Silent Night, Deadly Night had deleted scenes or a version that was the official video nasty.
Yeah, because I'm reading that this movie was pulled after only a week. So it was only out in theaters a week.
Mm-hmm. I remember hearing that. Yeah.
It made $2.5 million.
Hell yeah. People know what's good. They got great taste.
It only cost $750,000 to make. So it did pretty good. At that time, for only a week.
If you think about it, like, even nowadays, like, even though everything goes now, like, even like Terrifier, there were still people that were like puking and like freaked out by just Terrifier. Whereas, like, for me, I've seen worse than Terrifier. So,
oh, yeah, but you know, the everyday horror fan that goes to a theater is used to things like Scream,
or no. I was going to say, like, the Possession or the ghost, like Annabelle, or like, you know, like stuff that's not as like hardcore. Yeah,
The Conjuring.
Yeah, exactly. Those are
very tame family.
Paranormal Activity, like.
Yeah.
Think what else? Like, pretty much anything besides Saw, because Saw had a lot of graphic shit.
Yeah, and those did pretty well.
Yeah. I mean, like, the thing is, like, even back, like, I mean, it makes sense, though, because, like, even back in the 80s, that was, like, at the height of, you know, slashers. So, like, of course, they're going to try to.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. As far as they can. They have to.
Friday the 13th put out how many movies, and every one of them did successfully.
Yeah, that's why once they figured out the formula, and also the thing too is like, I mean, I know they made a few other sequels, but they didn't continue the Billy story all the way. They kind of branched off, which is all right, but it could have just kept going, Billy, though, is what I'm saying. Like, it could have just kept going for, you know, his brother. So I'm just saying, like, it could have just kept going, like Jason.
Right.
Just kept, because we just were talking about the whole setup, the origin. The origin is just like, just as solid, and it's traumatizing for anybody. And
More like set reality as compared to like most slashers. There's no like supernatural
element. Yeah, there's no supernatural element. It's all, this could just be, yeah, this is why this also is just kind of like also like those crime like type, you know, action movies, thrillers, like in the 80s. Like, it's just, you're putting that spin on there with the, you know, it's Christmas and it's a Santa killer. You know, you have real life people. Yeah, exactly. You have like it's a family on Christmas, and the kid gets terrorized. Like, they all get terrorized, but I mean, he becomes traumatized,
and the trauma continues at the orphanage. Continues.
Yep. That's, yeah, let's get back on track. Yeah. So then he ends up at this awful orphanage with,
I remember her name. I know he'd call her Mother Superior or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know her real name, but like,
God, she's just like, is so brutal to these kids.
She plays the best Mother Superior. And yeah, I mean, we should probably do a part two. I mean, we could do a part two of this, but I mean, we should do part two, like Silent Night, Deadly Part Two.
Right. Yeah. Because it carries her story over.
Yeah. Cause her story carries over, and she's like, not to get all into it, but she like gets all messed up, and like, it's like, she looks like freaking Jason or Freddy Krueger or something. Like, her face is all messed up, and like, I don't know. She just, but in the first one, she just plays this evil nun. Like, she's just, she's the head, you know, of the nuns. Like, she's like the Mother Superior. And, but she's just mean.
If Nurse Ratched was a nun, that's her. Yeah,
exactly. Like, what is she? Ties? She, okay, oh, so he couldn't go to bed. He couldn't fall asleep. He kept getting nightmares.
Yeah, he got up for some reason. And so, she ties him to the bed. He's in there crying, and she just ignores him. Like,
yeah. And eventually just ties him down to the bedpost, and he's left there just tied down. Like, and then they show him, like, then it jumps to him now that, you know, 10 years later or whatever, now he's like a teenager, and they're trying to get him a job at this toy store. He gets the job, and things are going smooth for a while. But his past starts creeping on him. Like, Christmas, Santa Claus, they couldn't get a Santa Claus?
Well, a Santa Claus, but he, what was it, canceled? He broke something, he had to drop out. I think broke his leg ice skating or something stupid.
Yeah.
So, of course, I mean, they couldn't go with the other jerk back in the stock room. No, they had to go with Billy.
Yeah. Which is like, we thought was like, oh, come on. That is like, so like, that's so perfect. I mean, but so fucked up, because like, he's so traumatized. It's like, did they not know? Like, first off, like, did the nun not?
Apparently like, not. Apparently the nun didn't tell him anything.
Yeah. Cause like, she was like, okay, Billy, like, you know, I'm going to get you a job. Like, you can be like one of normal, be a normal citizen, but I'm not going to tell anybody about your condition, about what happened to you, that you were traumatized, witnessed your family being raped and murdered in front of you. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
maybe she thought they wouldn't hire him if they knew he had all kind of like mental problems.
That he had mental abilities. Okay. Well, that makes sense. I get that.
Still. Yeah. She should have said something. Like,
she should have at least said something. Yeah. At least give them a heads up.
A little weird around Christmas time.
at least that's what we were saying, is like, at least like me and Sierra were saying that, like, when you're watching it, like, you're thinking, like, how, like, redundant is that, that, you know, he's working at a toy shop, at a toy store, knowing that he was, you know, in this, had this traumatizing thing happen to him, and you're going to work in a toy store, because eventually it's going to be Christmas.
Right.
The holidays, and, the, you know, come on. It goes hand in hand, like, but they bloody hand in hand, but yeah. And then all these things add up, like he likes the one girl that works there, and she hooks up, or she gets with the douchebag, like the he reminds me of, like, I'm trying to think, what was it, Welcome Back Carter, like one of those characters, like a tough guy
trying to be kind of back. Or like he could have been on a Jersey Shore.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. He's,
one thing that he was missing was like a comb that he would whip out and comb his hair.
Yeah, he reminded me of like a young Goodfella, like a young version of what's his Pesci.
Yes. Or something. You know, yeah, like, what did he do? Every time you saw him, the dude was sitting at his desk with his feet on the desk, not doing anything. He was doing all the work.
He was the role. He was contradicting himself, because he was giving Billy shit about not doing anything, and meanwhile, yeah, all he did ever was sit around and drink. Like, you always saw him just sitting there drinking, doing nothing.
And then he might answer the phone, and that's about it.
Yeah, and then he just would start giving Billy shit, and that was not a wise decision. And he basically, getting on his case, and what, like, he saw. Then it goes what to the Christmas party, and then Billy sees.
He's about to rape her.
Yep. Yeah, it starts getting, and also, like, back it up a little. You can see some of the other little things that happen to Billy, like when he's in his bedroom, like, and he starts like tweaking out. Like, you remember, he gets up and he's like, he had a bad nightmare again, and
yeah, he's in the corner like he used to be, like, I'm a good boy, I'm not naughty, yeah. Don't punish me.
He's saying that just like back when he was a little kid, just to show you how severe, like, trauma he has, and that he's not.
But
sane. He is definitely.
This is a time before therapy apparently was thing.
Therapy was basically like, just go wing it, Billy, wing it. And the fact that he had no parents is even worse. That there's no therapy, there's nobody, and like his therapy is religion, like him being at that,
and Mother Superior basically being, get over it, toughen up, kid.
Yeah, let me specify that. I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. Sometimes it's good for people, but in this situation, he was in the worst environment ever. I mean, Mother Superior was like ultimate evil. Like, she was like relentless towards him. And then that doesn't help. So add on that trauma and Mother Superior. And then now jump to, he's like a teenager. I think. Yeah. He's like, what, probably 18 or something.
18, 20, something like somewhere in there.
So like he basically, he's an adult at this point. He's like almost an adult. He's an adult. But he's still not
mentally developed.
Yeah. He's definitely not mentally developed at all. So
weird that you would have him as Santa Claus, whereas like the owner or manager of the store is definitely a taller potbellied dude
who would
be a perfect Santa.
That's what I said. I was like, why didn't the boss just do it? He's older, like you just said, everything. He's got the pot belly, he's older, like, and he's should just take control because he's the owner of the place. Instead, he's like, oh, I'm gonna make this young kid do it, who I he's only been working there for what, a few months or something. I don't know if it was like, they didn't really say how long he was there, but I guess the point is,
him as Santa and the girl on his lap, and he's basically traumatizing her, and no one seems to notice.
Yeah,
what is up with that?
Yeah. it's all part of like the, his six, like, you know, psychosis, like of how he views. He wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't have the upbringing of the having the proper morals.
But yet the parents are like, oh, he's so good with kids. Meanwhile, he's telling her, Santa's going to punish you. You've been naughty. Santa's going to punish you.
That's the same thing we said where I was like, what the hell? Like, she literally just said he's going to punish her if she's bad, you know? It's like, I'm going to punish you. And then, like, the parents are like, the mom's like, oh, he's so good. Yeah. That's bad parenting on her.
Exactly. I mean, my kid's about ready to burst into tears. And look, she looks like she's traumatized now.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, there's a spinoff. That little girl goes out and kills people.
Yeah, that would definitely be the spinoff. That could be the kid's. I mean, there were so many like moments where other kids could have been traumatized. And like, I mean, you got the little girl. I mean, we've got to get to that part when we do, but yeah. With, you know, Linnea Quigley's part, like, and I know you know what I'm talking about, but but yeah, I guess it was her little sister or she was the babysitter. I don't remember, but the little girl just walks in and she's like, hey, she sees Santa and Santa just brutally killed like everyone. And she's just like, he just goes, were you good this year or were you naughty? And she's like, I was good. Yeah. He just hands her that bloody knife like that he just used to kill the girl.
Here's a bloody box cutter.
Yeah, a bloody box cutter. And I'm just thinking like, wow, whoa, dude, that is another, that would traumatize. Well, you wouldn't, I guess you probably as a kid, you probably wouldn't even understand it at the moment. Like, maybe, I don't know. It's just really, really twisted, you know? And then that would play tricks with your mind as you get older. Cause you're like, what the hell? Like, is that like normal? So it's okay right. for me to like do this. Okay. You know, like, I don't know. Cause everyone's different how they rationalize or how they develop, you know? Like, so it's like anything could, you know, any of these kind of things like that Billy was, cause he's warped. You know, he's warped at this point. So anything exactly. that is main is demented, and he's, if you cross him and you know, you're on the naughty list, basically, goodbye. Like he's going to slash you up, dude. So like,
that's okay. Cut back. Let's go back to the store. So when he first snaps, I believe, doesn't he tell the guy that's about to rape the girl that he likes, doesn't he call him naughty?
Or
something like that.
I'm pretty sure he says naughty or punish.
Yeah.
One of the two. He does. That's definitely the first time he's like, and then when he kills the dude, and then.
First of all, let's talk about that, because he picks him up off the ground with Christmas lights. So Billy's pretty strong.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big dude.
Crazy is strong.
Yeah, they even joked like about that when he first gets the job, because like the nun is like trying to convince the owner, like, look, like Billy's, you know, he's a good kid, you know, he's a big kid. And they're like, you know, like, oh, I think you're gonna see him, like he wants to see you or something, and then he finally sees Billy.
Well, the owner assumes because it's an orphanage, it's
just a kid. Little kids, yeah. Meanwhile, Billy been eating all his vegetables, eating his,
definitely.
His Wheaties or whatever. But yeah, like they cut to that scene. And I always think of like, I picture like Arnold or like Thor or somebody, you know, like he's just sitting there, standing there like, I'm Bach, you know. But yeah, he just pretty much has that Jason Voorhees, even though he's not a zombie or anything, but he's got that
strength. Superhuman strength.
Yeah, exactly. So that's even better. That like
then okay. So he basically saves her, and then she like freaks out and like is mad at him.
Yeah, she's like, "Why did you?" Yeah, because anybody would freak out after seeing like.
But I mean, she was she was about to be raped, and he kind of saved her life. So at least she could have been a little thankful.
I think it was because he, she wasn't expecting him to like kill him, like straight up just kill him like that. But I mean, I'd be grateful a little bit and be like, thank you for saving me, like, right? You know, helping me, like. But you didn't have to fucking kill him. Like, you know,
I mean, she was screaming. No one else came to her help.
Yeah, she could have. What I'm saying, like, she could have, instead of berating, because she just, like, at that point was just like, fuck you, Billy. Like, instead of that, doing that, she should have just been like, okay, this guy's obviously crazy. I'm just going to tell him, thank you. Like, thank you, thank you. Like, and then just, like,
but run the fuck. She doesn't. So, of course, you know, he has to kill her.
Instead, she's just goes, you know, off on him. And he freaking carves her, right?
Yeah, takes the box cutter and sticks her in the stomach and like rips her
open. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, picks her up like from the gut. That's a brutal scene too. Like, yes. It goes right in the gut. Yeah. So like, yeah. And then you jump right into, I don't remember the order. Is it the owner first? And it's the owner first.
He comes back drunk off his ass. He's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then he's like, Billy gets him with the claw hammer.
Yep.
I mean, every kill is unique. There's not, no two people are killed the same way, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. He gets the woman with the bow and arrow, which was a nice little, that was a nice little twist.
I'm like, trying to think, is there another slasher where someone gets killed with a bow and arrow? That's very unique.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say,
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
The closest one that I could think of, but it's not even, it's still not a bow and arrow, is Jason, part three, when he gets
the harpoon?
The harpoon, but that's a harpoon, not an arrow. I don't know, man. Like, I want to say there might be, but I'd have to research it.
What, the skipaway camps, maybe?
Maybe. Yeah, I keep going back to, like,
but still, I mean, it's very, that's why I like it. The only reason I like this movie is because the kills are so
unique. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. And then for, like, what's cool about that is, like, when I think of, like, Silent Night, Deadly Night, in a way, I kind of think of Jason has his machete, and then I think, like, well, Billy, I think of the axe.
Right, from the poster. But,
like, as his main weapon, but he's super creative about the kills. Like, he doesn't just, like you say, like, he'll just grab whatever he can. Like he grabbed that bow and arrow. It was like all of a sudden, like,
I believe she took it back.
Deer hunting. Yeah. he's like, I'm getting me a Venice tonight. But like, that shot, bullseye.
Oh, good shot. Perfect shot. Like he done that before.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, he just was like, and I guess we go right to the Linnea Quigley, I think, or I might be.
Yeah, he kind of like goes off.
Yeah. So like, what is she, like the babysitter?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, she's babysitting either. I believe it's her sister.
Yeah, I didn't catch that whole thing. I just remember, like, you know, you go right to the, you know, Linnea Quigley getting naked automatically because it's Linnea Quigley.
Right,
that's what she does, and it's
glorious. About to have sex on a pool table with her boyfriend.
Yeah, it's very raunchy for its time. But not really. They had a lot of that filth. But that filth, how could you watch that filth? Like, she's getting naked, boobies out, and like they're about to get it on. And then what happens? She's like, I got to find the cat or something.
Well, yeah. Well, first, the sister interrupts and says, I want to stay up and see Santa Claus. Like every kid in every movie does.
That's right. She sets that up. That's cool. I forgot about that, which comes together at the end because he does show up after, you know, he brutally kills one of my favorite. I'll say it right now, if like we are going to do favorite kills like we've been doing, that's my favorite kill. Like, that is I want to tribute that kill scene one day. But that was my favorite, like when he impales her onto the antlers. Like that was, you know, honestly, I love that because it's just so, like, first off, it's unexpected. Right. I didn't see it coming when I first saw it. And then
what he's doing, he picks her up and he's kind of like,
I thought he was gonna like just pull Jason, like either beat like
something.
Beat her. Yeah, dude. I thought he was either gonna throw her like into something or fucking twist her neck or do something like crazy. Cause like I never in a million years think about that's so creative how they were like, oh well. Like that's just a kill that hadn't, you know, it was never done like that. Like, you know, they probably had, you know, kills with other animals and shit, obviously, but not like that. Like just having like a freaking antler and pill. She's just like hanging there, like on it, like she's like the prize.
And it's a like, slow, gruesome death. Like he's pushing her.
Yep. As she slides,
like, yeah,
her body, she's so small, so like she's just like sliding, slowly sliding down little by little down there, like, and you just see the blood trickling down. She's just like with her boobs out. I don't know, it's for me that was always one of my favorite scenes. It made Silent Night, Deadly Nights really stand out. I mean, the runner up would be the head decap, but yeah. That's another one.
He throws the boyfriend after there's a pretty good fight between him and the boyfriend.
Yeah, he puts up a good fight for Billy, but Billy ends up fucking him up.
Yeah, throws him through the window, slices him all up.
Yep.
And then the weird scene where he meets the little girl and gives her a bloody knife.
That's what I was referencing earlier. Yeah.
Like
That was just, I was just like, whoa, what the hell? Like, but yeah, it's comical. It's dark and comical to me. Like, after I've seen it so many times, but when I first saw it, I was just like,
you're not sure if he's going to kill her or not.
Yeah, that's another thing, because
what if she had said I was naughty?
Yeah. He just like, oh my God. I was gonna say, don't get me started, but like I can think of a few things. But that's probably the director, writer, they probably were like, okay, we could go this route.
You're right.
You know, or like maybe the back to the rating thing, you know, where it's or like just
mess with the audience.
That is a mind fuck. Of its own, that in is right. Enough of a mind fuck, because you're just left with her like standing there traumatized, or maybe not. Maybe that, like we were saying earlier, maybe that sets it up for her, and she becomes the next Billy. So like then from there, I honestly like was kind of like half awake. I've seen this movie a bunch of times, but like. Just rewatching it, for some reason it gets a little fuzzy after that because I don't remember the order of events. Like, was it?
Oh, after this, then he's just like walking along and then finds the kids like being bullied with their sweat. Yeah,
right. That's the next one.
Just a weird, random scene.
Right.
But one of my favorite kills.
Okay. It's up there. It's up there.
The bully sleds.
Yeah.
And the most annoying one is sliding down and Billy steps out and hacks off his head.
Well, so it's like you've got the first two little dudes, they're just messing with each other, saying like, oh, come on, go already. And he's just about to go and he's like, wait, did you hear something? He's like, I didn't hear nothing. And then finally,
meanwhile, we can hear Billy's bells on a Santa suit.
Yeah, you can hear the bells in the background. And, like, you know he's out there.
Of a weird thing, because how does Santa sneak around when he's constantly jingling?
Oh, by the way, They did. Jack Frost did tribute that. Do you remember when the head decap and Jack Frost? Like, it's the same type of thing. Like, the kid, they're making a snowman.
Yeah.
Or making a snowman. And I swear it's the same type of thing where he just, like, chops the dude's head off. Like, I don't know if it's sled riding or just...
Yeah, in that one, though, the sled runs over the kid and cuts his head off.
That's right. Okay, yeah. So it wasn't this... When it was still a head decap.
Yeah, and that was one sharp sled. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't know if it's a direct tribute, technically for the nerds out there, but it's pretty close. Because it's like, it's just like another same, you know, it's like Christmas, sled riding, head decaps, little Billy's head getting forever, you know?
Yeah. So meanwhile, during all this, the nun is sitting at the police station and she gets the detective and they're going to hunt for Billy.
Yeah. Yeah. Which goes totally backfires on everyone because now everyone's dressed up like Santa. Like they killed, or they almost kill the dad. That's like messing with the family, with the son. In one of the scenes. And then I just remember it goes to like their, the cop shows up at the orphanage and like they see the Santa. He just shoots him. He just fires. He doesn't even give any warning. Well, he just starts firing.
He says like, "Hey, stop." And then
stop. Yeah.
And then shoot. Like, doesn't even wait for the guy to turn around.
But he doesn't say like stop, hammer time or anything, you know? Like,
well, he needs to say something. The description is kind of vague too. We're looking for a guy dressed in a Santa suit.
Hammer time. Stop. Santa time. And then Santa just starts fucking doing the Matrix. Like,
but unfortunately, he can't all because the bullet. He's deaf.
Yeah, he can't because he's deaf. Oh, man, that sounded mean. Spirited. I couldn't hear it enough. Yeah, it's just, I didn't even realize that, though. Like, you just brought that up, and I was like, I didn't put that together. So, okay, now it makes sense. Like, he's just like, he was doomed from the beginning. Like, there was no way.
That just traumatized all those kids.
Yeah.
Like, they're going up to Santa. Oh, look at Santa. Then, bam, he's dead.
He's dead. Bye-bye. Bye boy.
And then, here's my problem.
Ricky.
Does not show any remorse for shooting the guy.
I know. When he goes to talk to Mother Superior, she bitches him out, and then he's just like, "I know, I'm sorry, Mother Superior.
Sorry about that.
Sorry about that." Like, yeah, he's just like, "Yeah, it's not like a big deal." And he's just like, "Okay, everybody stay inside." I shoot
every year.
Yeah, this is a normal. This happens like all the time, dude. Come on. Like, it's just, last time it was an Easter Bunny, now it's Santa. Like, get over it, Mother Superior. And Mother Superior, honestly, like, she's hard, dude. She could take it. Like, you know, come on. And the thing is, like, she's also part of the villainry. You know what I mean? She's also a villain to a certain degree. So, like, and that's explored in the sequel, but anyways. But yeah, with Billy, like, what's cool too is like they're setting that up. You just don't know right off the bat, like,
right.
But with Ricky, his brother being there, it's like, you know, he's witnessing, like,
yeah, which they bring him up like a couple scenes, which, because, you know, I guess so that you don't forget the characters there.
Subtle. It's like subtle. Like they mention him, and but it's like the right beats of like so whenever they go to the orphanage and like, you know that his brother's there and like he just witnessed that. So it's kind of like full circle. You know what I mean? Like,
right now he witnessed Santa being killed.
Yep. Now he's becoming like Billy, starting to really get into like that, you know, that naughty punish them mode. So right, kind of like, yeah.
Then the cop just walks around and goes down into, I don't know what that is, the boiler room, but it's outside.
Yeah, I never could figure that out either. I think it was just like a like you said, like a basement boiler room or something.
but detached from the orphanage. So I was like, that's kind of weird. Yeah. Then, of course, as soon as he comes out, I'm like, relieved. Like, And then Billy shows up and axes him in the chest.
Yeah. He's like, ax me later. I'll ax you later. Yeah. So then you got, so those kills, and we'll just say this now, we're including all of the kills, like as a kill shot or a kill list, I mean.
Right.
Because even though like, okay, so you could say, so Billy, you have the Billy kills, but then you also have like the original Psycho Sam. And then what else do we say? The
poor deaf the cop shot.
Yeah, the cop shooting the priest. So you had multiple murderers. Like there's a lot of things going on. Not just Billy is killing. Right. Like you got all kind of Santa sleighs. But like, yeah, kill count. What, remind me again. What was that? Like 14, 15?
13.
13. Lucky number 13. How about that?
Yeah, because then, and you kind of want it more because you really, when Billy finally confronts Mother Superior, you really want him to kill her.
Like, yeah,
that right. would be complete closure. But nope.
Yeah, no.
He's about to. The cop shows up at the last second, of course, and kills poor Billy.
Yeah, and like at the end, when Billy is just lying there, just about to die. And he's like, it's okay, Santa's gone or whatever, Santa's yeah. dead or something like that. And what is it, like Santa's gone or Santa's dead now?
Yeah. And then it pans up to Ricky standing there, and he's just Ricky. Giving
yes.
Mother Superior the evil eye.
Yep. Full circle, man. Like it, says, punish. Now Ricky, it sets it up for the sequel. So that's what I'm saying. Like they did a great job of they did their homework because like they're like, okay, let's create a
here is the latest toy rocket.
And just a reminder, our theme song is Monster Movie by the Tomb Tones, and that is courtesy of Bat Cave Records. That is from their album Pumpkin Guts. So if you liked it, head on over to Bandcamp and pick it up. And here it is in its entirety.